Hey there, this is Rich Pav. It's almost 20 of 2. I have 20 minutes to get to the video store to return the DVDs that I rented about a week ago, and some of them were only 3-day rentals. And I got 45 minutes left on my drive over to record. Okay, let's see. In the living room. In the bag. What did I rent? What is this? Che Guevara and Peter Sellers? What is this called? Che Guevara and Castro. It's a Showtime movie. And Peter Sellers, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers on HBO. I haven't watched either of them yet, but I will. Just taking it back. The Butterfly Effect and Polar Express. Butterfly Effect, I could have gone without seeing that one. Polar Express was good. Except the, what do you call them? The computer graphic people kind of looked a little spooky. I don't know. People, they just don't do people right. Cartoon people look okay. I thought Chicken Little was great. But Polar Express is a good story, and my kids enjoyed it. So I have my iPod with me, too, and I just found a new scratch on it. Damn it. I have to get something for that. They scratch way too easily. So I have the video iPod, and sometime in the... I guess after I go to the video store, I'll sit in the car and watch the video that I took at Suzume Jinja, Suzume Temple, and sort of do a director's commentary thing of it. That sound you hear is the world's loudest fish tank. It's only big enough to hold 2 or 3 fish. God damn it, it's loud. And it's in our hallway, so it echoes. I think I'll keep the light on in the house. And I'll go out to the car. So, I got 4 videos. 2 I'm returning on time, and 2 I'm returning about, 5 days late. It's going to be expensive. But that's okay, because I ripped them to the computer, so I can watch them on the iPod. And, so that's sort of like the fine for not actually buying them. But, you know, even though I watch them on the iPod... off the radio. Even though I watch them on the iPod, I'm only going to watch them once, so I don't feel terribly guilty about ripping a rented DVD. Watch it once and erase it. So, today and yesterday, spent the whole 2 days acting out on my procrastination addiction, my perfectionist addiction, screwing with video. When I first started doing the video podcast or the video cast, I don't think video podcast is a good name for it, because I think of a podcast as an MP3 file, a sound file, and the video podcast sounds like an oxymoron. I call them video casts. But anyway, when I started doing the video cast, I started out using my Sony Clie, which is a Palm Pilot clone that shoots video and can record audio and all kinds of stuff like that. It records to MP4, but they're little tiny video files. They're 160 by 122 instead of 320 by 240. And they will play in QuickTime, but the iPod won't play them, and I don't know why. But today I figured out how to convert them to an MPEG 4 that the iPod will play back. So I did that, and I'm uploading all of my videos to blip.tv, which is a service that will store your video and MP3 files for free. Also gives you a blog, and it's also sort of like a community of all the users, where the front page is a list of the most recent uploads from all the users that use it. And on the right side, there is a list of the most popular videos of the day. Well, today, I'm almost finished. I got one more to go. I just uploaded all my videos to there and changing the links on my blog to point to the copies at Blip TV. And one of the first ones I uploaded today was the New Year's video, the Hatsumode video. And it's only been a couple of hours, but it's already had something like 100 views, and it's the number 2 viewed video for today. I was pretty surprised. And once you get on the top 10 of a site like that, top 10 viewed videos, it just keeps going higher and higher because it has a link that everyone can see. People click it more often. So all the videos that I put up there are actually pretty popular all of a sudden. So I guess people saw one video and then subscribed to the feed, and now they're looking at all of them. Alright, so I'm going to the video store. Oh man, I don't want to know the damage for these two videos that I took for too long. The video store has... Oops. Okay, it's open till 2. Good. On either side of the entrance, there are two big New Year's decorations called kalamatsu that are made of straw and pine and bamboo. You can check my blog for a link to pictures of kalamatsu.
あと、これ、あ、どれですか?ドラゴンボール Z。あ、そうですか。とりあえずその4枚。こちら、アンタル券1800円になります。うわ。200円の返しになります。はい。Holy shit.
1800 yen in late fees and there's one more video that I forgot about. My son, Tony, the 8-year-old, rented Dragon Ball Z. I have no idea where it is. Shit. God, 1800 yen, I could practically bought a DVD for that much. I will try harder in the future to return my DVDs in a timely manner. Let's see if there's anything here I want to watch. Pretty much seen everything. I think I'll get out of here because I don't want to be in here talking to myself. Might be a little known fact, in rental stores you can rent DVDs, videos, and CDs, music CDs. And right next to the cash register they have a display of blank media of MD discs and blank CDs and DVD-Rs. So, yeah, you're not supposed to copy, but it's not like, well... They know you do it. And you used to be able to rent CDs from the U.S. like right as soon as they got out. But the RIAA had a stink about that, and they finally compromised and said that you can rent CDs, but only a year after they've been released. So brand new Japanese CDs you can rent. And then the U.S. CDs, you have to wait a year. The CDs in Japan the ones that are produced in Japan, they're really expensive. It's like $25 for a CD, and that's ridiculous. So I would assume a lot of people rent them and rip them. Me, I don't even bother with CDs anymore. Listen, ever since podcasting started, I stopped listening to all my CDs, and I listen to them now. I'm just not interested anymore, and I really don't want to buy any because, for one thing, I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I don't know any new songs, and I'm just kind of tired of listening to the old stuff. So I'm quite happy listening to PodSafe music because there's some really good stuff out there. And I'd say for the past maybe 3 to 5 years, I really haven't bought any CDs. The only CDs I've bought are directly from the artists, like, you know, when I, like the ones I've played on the podcast. Okay, so I'm in the car now, and I'm going to watch the movie I made on New Year's. So here we go. Let's see if I turn this up a bit. So let's go through this, and I'll explain some of the stuff that you probably might not have known what it was. Oh, come on. Yes, I'm waiting for the iPod to start playing. Oops. That's why, because I didn't pause. Okay, let's start from the beginning. HelloFromJapan.com presents New Year's at Suzume Temple. And the first thing you see is we're going through the Torii gate of the temple. And then the first thing we see is a display of New Year's decorations called... I'm going to pause it here. New Year's decorations, they are called... Ah! Damn it, I forgot what they're called. But they're the ones you put on the door. Kake, something kake. I can't remember right now. Okay, and the next one is a stand, one of the food stands. The whole route or walkway that goes up to the temple is lined with food stands. And the first one was Hiroshima-style okonomiyaki. So we see shrimp, and it looks like bacon, but it's pork. That is not cheddar cheese. That is something else. And there's meat and seaweed flakes and red ginger. And then you see a guy who's cooking it. It looks like he's lighting the pilot light. My wife looked at this and she says, "Hey, I know that guy." I don't know who he is. Okay, the next thing you see, I'm going to pause it again. The next thing you see is one of the guardian dogs. I think all temples have these stone statue of guardian dogs. And then next is the water for washing yourself and purifying yourself before you go into the temple. It's not, I don't think it's holy water like it's blessed from a Buddhist monk, like holy water is blessed from a priest in Catholicism. I think it's just plain water, but I don't know exactly. Okay, and this is the other thing. This is next one you see, the fire. On New Year's, you take all of your good luck symbols and good luck charms and you bring them back to the temple to be burned because they're used up. Like, for example, let's go a little bit further here, and we see the guy chopping off the end of two round balls, and what those are called is a daruma. And a daruma is a doll with a face on it. When you buy it, neither of the eyes are painted in. So what you do is you paint in one eye black and you make a wish. And when the wish comes true, you paint the other eye. And then when the daruma has done what it's supposed to do, you take it back to the temple and you have it burned. You don't throw them away. So the reason why this guy is chopping the bottom off of these daruma is because I'm pretty sure it's because you don't want them to explode. They're lacquered and they're sealed. and if you just throw them in the fire, they're probably going to blow up. So you, well, you cut the bottom off of it and throw it in the fire. And some other things you see there are arrows and all kinds of... There's all kinds... I'm pausing again. There are all kinds of good luck charms you get at temples in Japan. They really have nothing to do with Buddhism. They're a throwback from Shinto, which is the other religion in Japan. And Buddhism in Japan is sort of a mixture of Buddhism and Shinto. And I have friends who are a Buddhist monk, and well, the husband's a monk, and the wife is a monk, and their daughter is a monk. I don't know what female Buddhist monks are called. They're not called monkettes, are they? Well, anyway, they're a monk and a monkette, and all of that good luck charm stuff has nothing to do with Buddhism. The reason they say that they sell it is because everybody expects it, and it also brings in a lot of money for the temple. So there you go. There's nothing. I'm pausing again. There's nothing in Buddhism about good luck days and bad luck days, and there's nothing in Buddhism about good luck charms, but or fortune telling, which is another thing we'll see. Those little white pieces of paper you see people reading are their fortunes, and that has nothing to do with Buddhism. Okay, so we're walking up the line here. And the next thing we see is a toy stand with masks and toys and blow-up stuff. This kind... I'm going to pause again. This kind of stand you'll see at pretty much any festival or fair. Like, for example, when every year, every school has a sports day. It's called an Undokai. And there will be a few food stands there, but not too many, you know, like two or three or something like that. Not as many as you see here at a town festival. But you'll always see a stand like this selling masks and toy cars and other little stuff like that. Just, they're sort of traditional toys, I guess. So the next thing we see are the red... I'm gonna look at this a little bit more. Okay, here's a close-up. There's a close-up of these red things with tentacles on them, and they really look like the face suckers from Alien, but they're actually squid. And they're boiled probably... I shouldn't say they're boiled in ginger, because I really don't know. But they're boiled in something that makes them turn red. I would have no problem eating these. But, like I've said before, if anyone in the world calls something food, I'll eat it. So there she is, putting them in a bag and giving them a bag. Next we have just plain old cotton candy, which is 500 yen a bag. I mean, that's like, what is that, a half a cup of sugar for 500 yen? And that stuff is... Oh. When you're a parent, that stuff is like right out of hell, because it just gets all over the place. So the next thing we have is the guy in the white vest who's selling sake. This is it's more like a donation. There's no set price for the sake because it's from the temple, and you just give a small donation and you get a little bit. Let me pause again. On one side of the line of people lined up to go to the temple, on the right side, which I showed, they were giving sake, and on the left side they were giving amazake. Amazake is sake that hasn't been completely fermented yet. So it has... Well, if you don't know this, sake it's not distilled, is it? It's not distilled. It's fermented from rice. So there are different stages of the process, and one of the stages of the process has the gunk that's used to that's fermented, the rice that's fermented, and that I believe is I just thought of the word now, I can't remember what it was. Koji. It's called koji. So amazake is sake that hasn't been completely fermented yet. The alcohol content is very low. But it's served warm, and I don't find it very tasty. Yeah, but something you eat. Okay, the next shot was a still shot. It was people lining up to go to the altar, and there you see a kadomatsu, which I said that this video store had on each side of the entrance. All stores and some houses have one or two of these at the entrance during New Year's. So I don't know who makes these things, but man, they must be really busy at the end of the year. So you see they're made of pine with bamboo and a paper adornment. And then people walk up to the altar and they throw money in, not very much, and they clap their hands twice to call the gods, and then they pray. Now, something you don't see, because I didn't film it, but there is a bell at the middle of the altar, and usually there's a big rope that hangs down right in front of the altar that you shake the rope to ring the bell. And that's also used to call the gods. But because there are so many people lining up, they took the rope down. I have a video somewhere of my kids swinging on that rope, and that was, you're not supposed to do that. Okay, we'll keep going here. The music that's playing is called gagaku, and it's court music that's associated with the emperor. And you usually don't hear this kind of music. I mean, you don't turn on the radio and hear this kind of music in Japan. The only time I ever hear it is during New Year's. But if you go to temples, like in Kyoto, you'll probably also hear it. Somebody mentioned that. And then the next shot we see these young teenage girls, I guess they're just working part-time, selling mamori and good luck charms and stuff like that. I'm going to pause for a second here. There are omamori the omamori look like little keychains, and you often see them in people's cars hanging from the turn signal or the stick shift. There are omamori for traffic safety. There's ones for pregnant women, and a couple of different kinds. I don't know because I don't buy them. And you see, on that one shot, you see one of the young girls putting more big good luck charms into a basket, and what she was putting in, it was like a decorated rake. And I don't know what the rake symbolizes, but if I was going to pull something out of my ass, I would say it would be like raking in good luck, sort of like the, if you ever see the little statue of a cat, they're usually black or white, and that cat has one paw up. That's called a maneki neko, and it's beckoning with its hand good fortune. So the rake is probably to rake in good fortune too. But like I said, I am pulling that out of my ass. Then the next shot, you see people reading little white pieces of paper, and they have their fortunes on them. My kids love these. And then after you read your fortune, you tie it to a tree or you tie it to the strings. And then we have these little keychain things for, and I pick them up. The reason why they're categorized into different zodiac signs, Chinese zodiac signs. So my guess is you buy the charm that's of your zodiac sign the year you were born. Like, I was born in 1968, so I'm Year of the Monkey. This year, 2006, is Year of the Dog. And here's another something that you might not know. The Japanese use a different calendar system. All official documentation, like if you go to the city hall and you have to to ask for some documentation. It's all in Japanese years, and this year is Heisei 18. Now, the way this goes is in Japan, you have different eras. Before the Heisei era, there was the Showa era, and Heisei started when the previous emperor died, and that was 18 years ago. So when there's some sort of auspicious occasion, usually an emperor dying, but I'm pulling out of this out of my ass again, I think they've also started new eras when there was something like an earthquake, but I don't know about that. So Heisei, before Heisei was Showa. So I was born in 1968, and that is the year, there's the 43rd year of Showa. So when somebody asks you what year you were born, you would say Showa Yonjusan, right? And they also use the Western years. So it's sort of mix and match. I don't think there's any set rules other than official documents use the Japanese calendar. But otherwise, you'll see the Christian calendar in different places. I think, like magazines, when they have the date on them, sometimes they'll have the Western calendar, sometimes they'll have the Japanese calendar. But anyway, I've talked too much about that already. My iPod turned off. Damn it. Okay, and that's the end of the video there. There we go. And you get a shot of some of the other food stands that are there. There was one selling potatoes. There was another one selling yakisoba. And I can't remember the other ones. In past years, there were ones selling chocolate-covered bananas. Some sell little pastries with bean paste in them. So that's it. And I actually, between yesterday and today, I redid all my videos. So I don't know if you want to download them again or not. But for the people that are who just started subscribing, let's see, what did I do? I changed the way that I process the videos after I edit them. I edit them in Windows, what's it called, Movie Maker. And then I save them as an AVI file in the mini DV format, which is the format that DV cameras use. And then from there, I import them into an open source program called VideoDub. And what VideoDub will do is run your video through different filters. So I used a filter that resizes the video, and it uses a very good, interpolation setting to shrink the video down to size. And I also found out that I can add, letterboxing to the widescreen videos, so that I take a widescreen video and make it 340 by or 320 by 240, which is the aspect ratio of TV. And the reason why I do that is because I also upload my videos to YouTube.com, YOUTUBE.com, which converts your videos to Flash. And it'll only handle videos that are in the 4:3 aspect ratio, like TV. If you upload a widescreen video to that site, it's going to squish it. So I added letterboxing so it won't get squished. And I upload to that site because I know a lot of people who aren't savvy enough to use iTunes. So I send them to there to look at my videos. And since they're converted to Flash, you don't have to download iTunes or QuickTime. You just you can just open them up in Internet Explorer and look at them. So what else was I going to talk about? Oh, a little bit more about New Year's in Japan. Shit, I missed my turn. Whatever. It's very hard to podcast and drive at the same time. It's probably not very safe. Oh, another tradition in Japan for New Year's. Obviously, because it's not a Christian country, they don't exchange Christmas cards. Instead, they exchange New Year's cards. And instead of Hallmark cards, they're postcards. So some people will just buy these postcards. They're called Nengojo at a store. But a lot of people print their own with their color printers. I don't know if a lot of the models of printers that are sold in Japan also get sold elsewhere. But there are quite a number of printers made by the big companies, Canon and all those, that are specifically for printing either just regular size photo prints, but they also, all the time, they will also print... hang on, I'm backing up and trying to talk at the same time. This is like chewing gum and talking at the same time. They'll also print out postcards. And the reason why is... because, I mean, everybody sends out Nengojo to everybody else. I mean, you just send them out to everybody. No. I don't know how many we sent out this year. It was probably somewhere between 100 and 200. But I know people who send out a lot more than that. And also, if you receive a Nengojo from somebody that you didn't send it out, that you didn't send a Nengojo to, then you are supposed to send them one after New Year's, soon after New Year's. I didn't send out any to my coworkers yet. I gotta do that. So I think today is the last day of my vacation. It's January 3rd. And I have to go back to work tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure about that, but I'm going to go back to work tomorrow anyway, because there were some things that I didn't finish up before vacation that I want to get finished with. Okay. Well, that's it for today. Hope you're all having a good vacation. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's it. I'm kind of tired. It's 2 in the morning. I'm going to give this up. So, talk to you later. Wow, 32 minutes, 33 minutes. Okay, goodbye.